All right, so tonight I'd like to speak about the three aspects of meditation learning and the three things that are really helpful to keep in mind, especially with some of the questions that came up and comments around, you know, working with difficult past experiences, working with how the mind continues to get lost and caught in things. And this is what meditation is designed to work with. So the three aspects are steady attention, a friendly attention, and learning to see through thoughts, to see thoughts as ultimately just an illusion, just as something that arises that we don't have to hold in the same kind of strength that we usually do. So the first aspect, the steady attention. So during the meditation, we worked on learning to steady our attention, releasing everything else. And we can start with any object of attention, whether it's the breath, the sound like we did last week, could be body sensations, which we'll explore next week. And we're looking for something that brings a quality of calm, a sense of steadiness, a settling of our attention. And this is really an initial training that we cultivate, getting a sense of the technique, learning some of the fundamental processes. And, you know, we'll learn to apply this in other areas like emotions and thoughts, particularly next week. But it's helpful to start with something very simple, like the breath or a sensation or sound. Because we're developing what's called concentration, or in the Pali, samadhi. Pali is the language that it's closest we can come to what the Buddha taught some 2,600 years ago. So samadhi or concentration is the steadiness of attention, like the mind isn't wavering so much. And this requires a lot of patience. I remember my first few years of practice that my mind just kept going wherever it wanted to, and I struggled to bring it back again and again. And over time, there started to become more and more steadiness, more of a sense of being present. And so we have an anchor for our attention, something that we can rest our attention on. And this allows us to start to develop this ability to have sustained focus, sustained attention, to start to see through almost the fog or the mist, kind of our unconscious patterns, our patterns of reactivity. And we build this by letting go of everything else. As we start to get touching on that state of calm, that state of steadiness, sometimes it feels like time fades. There's less of a quality of being time focused, almost like we're being absorbed in that one object. And again, this is just one aspect of practice, this steadiness of attention. And we have to also watch our level of tension around that. Sometimes we can use this idea of never letting go of the breath and create a lot of unnecessary tension and struggle in our practice. It's actually very counterproductive. It's much better to have a sense of relaxed attention, a relaxed steadiness. There's an example from the time of the Buddha where he was observing using the analogy of someone tuning an instrument. A stringed instrument that you don't want that string too tight because it's going to be sharp, or too slack or it's going to be flat, but just right in tune. And so same thing with our attention. It's like, where is that quality of focus? Not too tight and not too loose. And so what's the right amount of effort? You know, this varies as our practice matures and grows, but ideally our effort becomes less and less. You know, not because we become lazy, but much more that the attention, the awareness, the meditation starts to meditate itself. It starts to run itself. Now, the steadiness of attention, I've been speaking of it today as that one-pointed focus. But that's just one aspect of the meditation that we'll explore. We're actually going to eventually or very soon start to open to different objects of attention all at once. So, for example, I might be sitting, feeling the body, feeling the sensations in the breath, but also aware of a sound going through my environment, A thought arises, and I can notice the thought without having to get lost in it. And that way I start to be able to be present to this whole array of experience, all of these things that are moving through. And it's often helpful to learn that studies of attention at first, focusing just on the breath, and then learning to open, to broaden the attention as that steadiness starts to arise. And the class will go through that trajectory, that unfolding, as we go through these weeks together. So steadiness of attention. Now, the attention itself, we can have a very steady attention if we're like a mouse waiting at a mouse hole, waiting for that mouse to arise. So can we have a steadiness of attention that needs to also have another quality? And this is the quality of a friendliness, a basic warmth of heart, also a quality of non-resistance, kind of a caring attention, attending without an agenda, not like the mouse focusing so much because he wants to grab the mouse, not the cat, I should say, waiting to grab the mouse, but that soft attention that doesn't really care what's present, just the fact that it's there. We can simply attend to it. So the friendly attention, this really points to our relationship to what's arising. As some of the questions, you know, talked about, that things arise in our experience which are very painful, very charged. So that's a fact of life, that is moving through our system. But there's also our relationship to when that thought arises. And in meditation, we learn this art of how to relate to what's arising in a way that starts to dissipate the suffering. You know, and we also start to notice the way we relate to things sometimes increase the suffering, increase the charge around it. And particularly the last two questions kind of explored that. And how when something arises, if we are able to have a friendliness of attention, even something painful, it's kind of counterintuitive, can actually be friendly toward what's arising, even if it's charged, even if it's a deep sense of hurt, of wounding, of pain. If I have some quality of non-resistance to it, that starts to soften my relationship to it. I actually start to be able to observe it much more clearly and fully. And in that observation, I start to learn, and I start to release it through that seeing. Now, this is, you know, it's easily said, but so often we have a default of seeing with an agenda. We see with in order to get rid of if it's unpleasant. Or we see something that we like, that we want, and we go into how do I get more of it? Or if it's kind of neutral, we tend to just ignore it or become bored by it. So we learned this third way of simply relating to this moment's experience without an agenda. Like it's okay. Like there's the pain arising. There's the heartache arising. There's the trauma arising. This is okay that it's here. And it's very helpful to put a pause on the impulse to act around it. Action may be what we do with our bodies, with our minds, with our thoughts, or our words. But just allow it to arise. Imagine back, you know, pre-COVID days, if you're in a crowd of people and you just suddenly got to the side and just paused, and the crowd still is swirling around you, and you can observe all of the movement and all of the faces and all of the impressions, but there's a point of stillness that's observing that. So it's the same quality when we're observing our own internal experience, we learn to find that place of stillness that can observe all that's arising. So pausing the need to act, to simply rest in observing, and, you know, learning to cultivate this really unusual way of relating to our experience. Doesn't mean that we don't act, doesn't mean that we become passive. It's learning how to pause so we can actually act much more skillfully, much more from our heart instead of our reactivity. One way I like to phrase this aspect is non-resistance. Non-resistance to what's arising in this moment. You know, non-resistance is something that's pleasant, something that's unpleasant, the non-resistance of the body, of the mind, of the heart. Can I allow this to flow through me, to be felt, to open to? As I'm learning to see and recognize the subtle and not so subtle ways that we argue with the moment, argue with what's arising, and see if I can find a way to open to it. The trick is when things are really charged, how can I open to it when it's so painful? When I look at it and suddenly there's that, the pain is like taking over my whole experience. And that's why this steadiness of attention starts to come in also. We can actually choose to shift our attention temporarily to something that is not so charged, like sound, for example, or maybe feeling your feet touching the ground, feeling the warmth of your palms. Something like that can help to calm the system, calm the attention. And then we can feel the pain for a little while and go back to that calmness and back and forth in that way. So non-resistance toward this moment's experience. As these, especially next week and the week after, we'll start to work with some of the emotional things that arise in meditation and in our lives and how we can meet those from a meditative standpoint. So non-resistance and that friendly attention. And the third aspect is our relationship to thought. Learning to see through thought, to see it just as another experience. You know, believe it or not, eventually you can start to relate to thought the same way you would relate to a breath or a sensation that's moving through the body. It's, it can be held in the same way. Because thinking, our relationship to thought is often where that resistance and that struggle lies. We have a painful thought arise or a painful sensation, and we start to think more about it. We go into reactivity, which then increases the sense of suffering around it. So learning to notice when that thought arises, and right now we're learning how to just see through the thought to connect with the direct experience. So thought itself has a wide expression, wide manifestations. Sometimes thought is, you know, so pronounced, it's this all-encompassing experience. And sometimes it's just very subtle, like hearing the sound of a plane go by and the label that's a plane. Okay, that's a thought that we added to experience. So learning how to kind of tease those apart so we can hear the sound just as a sound and see through our idea of what that sound means. Okay, so that's a very significant thing to learn to do. Not that we lose contact with our labels that allow us to navigate the world, but we don't become imprisoned by those labels. We start to become free of those labels. So something like sound, it seems very benign. We take something like when we take another group of people that we see as other than us and how we hold them as less than. This is also a form of thought. And we start to see that that's just something we're adding to this moment and to this person, this experience of this person. Seeing that as added on, we can start to release it, to let go of that. So thought, you know, learning to see through thought, to release thought. We see thought is something that's added on. It was a short poem by Samuel Green. Everything we see carries the burden of what we know until we let it be itself again. Walking the yard with coffee cooling in my hand, I stop at a single seed of hawksbeard balanced on a blade of grass. Except for paying attention, what else is continual prayer? Everything we see carries the burden of what we know until we let it be itself again. Meditation is learning to release the burden of what we know. And instead, open to life in a very immediate way. What is this breath really like? What is this sensation really like? Not my idea of that, breath or sensation, but the actual direct experience of it. When we start to learn to see the difference between our idea of something and the actual experience, then our meditation really starts to open up. We start to see the idea of my suffering and my sorrow is very different than the actual felt sense of it. I can start to release a lot of the unnecessary suffering and struggle that is so troublesome. Because thought carries with it the storyline, what it means about us, what it means about someone else. As we go through the class, we'll learn to start to peel away that, to learn to discover what's actually present, you know, what's actually this breath like, this sound, this sensation, this sound. So in this way, these three aspects of steady attention, learning to have an attention that's steady, learning to have a quality of friendliness in that attention, of non-judgmental, non-resistance, and learning to kind of suspend our habitual belief in thought to actually connect with the moment directly and immediately. This is the foundation of our practice. All right, thank you for your attention. Let's just pause for a moment.